Morning, Ireland. 8 minutes to eight and time for the business news. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Sonia. Mortgage approvals reached a record high in the year to May, according to Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. 5,038 applications were approved in the month itself. They had a combined value of €1.6 billion. It means there have been approvals worth more than €14.1 billion over the 12 months, which is the highest on record. Bertina Hennessy is Managing Director of Broker Doddle.ie. She joins us on the line now. And maybe they're kind of a relatively small part of the total, but we look at switchers first because that figure is bounced back significantly over the past year, hasn't it?
Yeah, so figures are very encouraging in relation to the switcher market. It's really been reignited by interest rate cuts and stronger loan to values, which are opening up more competitive mortgage options for borrowers. And so while the rise is really encouraging, it's worth acknowledging that we're starting from a very low base. Mm-hmm. There was a real drop in mortgage switching, a sharp decline in 2023 and early 2024 when interest rates cooled the switcher market. And there's still tens of thousands of mortgage holders who could save by switching.
It has gotten a bit easier to switch over the past couple of years. Still, though, is a lot of hassle and it can be very expensive with solicitor's fees and so on. Is it really worth it for that many people?
Yeah, our latest research shows that homeowners could save up to $7,300 annually by switching. And you're right, it has been made a lot easier. There's reduced document journeys. The process end-to-end is much more streamlined. You have a lot more digital capability within the lenders that are offering switcher products. And there are more switcher products out there. In terms of the cost, there's now seven lenders that more or less cover the cost of switching. They have switcher cashback offers, which are designed to cover those costs, of the legal costs that you refer to in terms of certification of title.
First-time buyers, though, they're still making up the bulk of activity in terms of approvals, more than 60% of the total in May. They're also each looking to borrow more than before. Is this more people trying to get on the ladder, or is it down to a rise in, as you say, the increased options that are out there now for would-be lenders that just weren't there a year or two ago?
And there's a bit of both, I suppose, Adam. Like latest BPFI figures, it just really reflects the clear demand in mortgage lending. Records number receiving approvals to May. And the figures also highlight the impact of property price inflation. The average increase for a mortgage applicant on borrowings are averaging 20,000 in the last 12 months. But the fundamentals for mortgage lending are really favourable. We have high levels of employment, we have low interest rates and more choice with two new lenders to the market and increased mortgage lending by credit unions. So we're now in a market where we have more people who are mortgage ready. Interest rates are lower, which is leads to increased affordability. So the main impediment to home ownership is now clearly supply.
Yeah, well, and on that, I mean, this is obviously more people coming into the market. Supply still limited. From what you've seen firsthand, does this ultimately mean fewer people are going to be able to turn these approvals into drawdowns?
It does. The more demand that's there with, you know, restrictions on supply, it means that it's more difficult for people to secure properties. We're in an environment again where it's easier to access mortgage finance. So more people are within that net of approval and further aggravating the problem of low supply, resulting in property price inflation and meaning that less people can get on the property ladder. It's getting increasingly less affordable to be able to buy a home, particularly in urban areas.
Yeah, I think the most recent CSO stats show house prices up 8% and the application here would reflect that in terms of how much people are looking to borrow. There has been a lot of talk about the bank of mom and dad over recent years. From what you think, are these first-time buyers becoming more dependent on getting large gifts in order to be able to get a deposit and be able to actually turn these approvals into a mortgage?
Yeah, we can see from deposit figures that there's a lot of wealth in the country. There's certainly I think parents are certainly seeing the issues that their sibling or their children are having in trying to get onto the property ladder, and they're choosing to gift rather than to leave it to inheritance. So for many of our mortgage applications, for a large portion actually, we would see gifts as being an element of that balance of funds piece as people try to pull together the funding to buy the properties that they need to, particularly in urban areas.
Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Broker Doddle.ie. Thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next. That's all for now.